loy meyir lekrach. You can't force your wife to move even in Yehuda, from a small place to a big place. You can't force your wife. Loy meyir is a smaller place, the krach is a bigger place. And the opposite way. The loy mekrach leyir, if you're living in a bigger place, you can't force your wife now to move to a smaller place. If you're moving now from a bad apartment to a nice apartment, you have a right to force your wife. Forcing means if she doesn't want to come, you can give her a get, but you don't have to give her a ksuba. You can't force your wife to move from a nice apartment to a bad apartment. That you can't force her. You can't even force your wife to move from a bad place to a good place. Because a new place, there's problems with it also. Even though you're moving to a new place, also there's problems. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Shrashi means, Badigas Aguf. Lamisha Bo Minova Ro Mitoichach Loyim Boim Alov. Means when you change places, you're going to get sick from it. She has a right to say she doesn't want to either. So that's the Gemara explains like this. Bishleim in the Krach Liyir. A man can't force his wife to move from a big city to a small place. To the Krach Shchichi Komili. Because the Krach, the big city, has all the business, everything there, a lot of shlokim. In a small hick town, you don't have so many things. So therefore, you can't force her to move from a big place. You have everything to a small place. Ella, but the opposite, why not? Ella, meyil lekrach my timer. Why can't you force your wife to move with you from a small city to a big city? So where it says, Messiah of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Sarayatim. The young Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Minayin she yeshivas kruachim kosher. How do you know to live in a big city? It's tumult, if I tumult there. A lot of, too much going on there. It's taka hard to live there. Shinema, the Pesuk says, Vayivorchu ehom, l'chol anoshim ha-misnadvim l'shevas v'yishlayim. They had to give a special bracha to the people living in Yerushalayim. Since Yerushalayim was a big krach, mashma, it's hard to live there. So therefore, it's hard to live in a big krach. So if your wife is used to living in a small place, you can't force her now to move in a big krach. Rashi says, Shakol mis yashrim shom, too many people live there, v'doichkim, they're shoved together, on the caravan abatim zulazu, the houses are bunched together too much, v'ain't shom avir, there's not enough air for me to live in the middle of the city. But if I live in a hick town in the valley, geshmak, I could have a whole acre for myself, so she has the right to say, I want to live in a hick town, and not in the krochen. She has the right to say that. By the shivu l'milay now, you can't even force your wife to move from a bad dira, a bad place, to a nice place. Why? Because she's going to be Baidik. But about my Baidik, what does it mean something's going to happen to her? Kedish Shmuel, the Yom HaShmuel Shmuel says, Shino Vesa Tchilas Cholamayim. Whenever you change a normal manner, that's the beginning to get sick. If you have a Seder how to eat, and all of a sudden you change and eat too much, you're going to get sick from that. See, also, if she's used to living in one house, even though you're changing now to a nice house, still she'll get sick from it. And Kosta B'Seifa Ben Sira, says in the Seifa, that the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Kol Yimei Oni Royim. All the days of a poor person are bad. For the Gemara, I, V'ika Shabbos is Yom Tovim. I, he has Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's good for him. Why is it bad Shabbos and Yom Tov? There it is, Kiddush Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Shinu Vetzat Kilo Cholamayin. That is, a poor man the whole week doesn't have what to eat. It's bad. Come Shabbos, he has what to eat. But even that's no good. Because if you're not used to eating, and now on Shabbos you change your vestas, you change your normal manner, you're going to get sick from it. So anytime you change your normal manner, it could also make you sick. Therefore, what's called cold, you may only is ruin. Ben Sira sounds like this. And he adds to this, that Af Leilos, even the night is also bad for him. Bishofel Gagim Gonoi, his roof, his house, is lower than everybody else. And when he goes to buy fields, he has to buy Vimorim Horim. He has to buy fields in the high mountains that's not expensive there. So therefore, Karamoi, his kerem, his vineyard, is in the high mountains. So therefore it's like this. His house, his roof is below everybody else's. Mimota gan and the gagoy. The rain from all the other roofs fall on top of his roof. It's no good. Well, meyofa karmel akramim. When he has his kerem on top of the mountain, if you want to fertilize your kerem, so you'll fertilize it for one day. The next day the rain comes and takes all the fertilizer and brings it down stairs. So he loses out. So the kids of the Yoni is always losing out. Right, the Mishnah says, Ha'akol malum Eretz Yisrael. A man has a right to force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael. He's living in America. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He has a right to force his wife. If she says no, he has to give her a get without a ksuba. But you can't force anybody to leave Eretz Yisrael. How come Malon Yerushalayim? If you're living in Bnei Brak, you have a right to force your wife to go to Yerushalayim. But if you're living in Yerushalayim, you don't have a right to force your wife to leave. And this goes Echor Anoshim V'Echor Anoshim. Either way, if your wife wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and you don't want to go, she has a right to force you to go. And if you don't want to go, you have to give her a get with the ksuba. Whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, whether the wife or whether the husband, they have the upper hand, they're right, and the other one has to follow. Nosa Isha Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you married your wife in Eretz Yisrael. The Girsha Eretz Yisrael, if you gave her a get in Eretz Yisrael, is Nosa Lami Moyes Eretz Yisrael. When you pay the ksuba now, you have to give him money, Eretz Yisrael Dikim money. The Eretz Yisrael Dikim money is smaller money and not such good money. You have a right to pay it because that's where you gave her the get, that's where you married her. What about Nosi Shabbat Yisrael, the Girsha of Kaputkiya? He gave her again another place, Kaputkiya. That there, the money there is much bigger money, Rashi says, Gedelois, and it's worth more. It is nice and lovely money at Yisrael. Still, you have a right to give her the smaller money at Yisrael, the good money. So, who why, Poshri? Because you go after where you married her. Since you married her in Eretz Yisrael, so you are Machayiv yourself then, you have a right to pay her the Ksuba out of the smaller money at Yisrael, the good money. What about the other way? Let's say Nosi Shabbat Kaputkiya. You married your wife in Kaputkiya. The Girsha, Eretz Yisrael, and you give her again Eretz Yisrael. Also, Noislam in Moritz Eretz Yisrael. You have a right to invite to give her the easier money of Eretz Yisrael. So this is the Gemara to Kasha, why? The Chur, if you tell me you go after where you got married, here you got married in Kaputkiya. That place, the money there is more expensive, bigger coins. So Chur, you should have to pay you the bigger coins. How come you have a right to give her only money of Eretz Yisrael? We have Enchimim and Aliyah there. In such a case, where you're married in Kaputkiya, you talk have to give her the money of Kaputkiya. What about Nosisha v'Kaputkiya v'Girsha v'Kaputkiya? Let's say you married her there and you gave her a gift there, then everybody agrees. Since you married and gave her a gift there, the money you pay her for Ksuba has to be big money. Gemara says, Hakol Malin. It says everybody could force them to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Lasuya Mai, what does it mean to include? It means to include Lasuya Vodim. Rashi Hoyle Evid Ivri, Yelacha Evid Achra Makorchoi. If the master now decides to go to Eretz Yisrael, his Evid Ivri has to follow him. Well, the man that Tony Avodim Hedges, somebody says learning a Braisa, that Avodim clearly has to go up. So what does our Mishnah mean to hit on? Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Minova Hayof Lanova Ra. Even the husband says, listen, here we have a mansion in L.A. I want to move to a Bnei Brak apartment that's going to have mamash very, very small there. No air. Still, you have to move. I feel from a nice place to a small place, to a bad place. Then the Mishnah says that you can't have a right to force to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Lasuya Mai, what does it mean to include? Lasuya Evet Shaboruch Mechutz Loretz Loretz. If an Evet Ivri or an Evet Kenani is somebody that the master lived in Chutz Loretz, the Evet now ran to Eretz Yisrael. So the Arminulay, we tell the master, you have no right to get your Evet out of Eretz Yisrael. What you have to do is Zavnei Hocha. You have to sell him here in Eretz Yisrael, Zil, and take out the money. That's all. Why? Mishum Yisha of Eretz Yisrael. Because there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and whoever's there, you can't force them to live. There's a mitzvah, Yisha of Eretz Yisrael, even by an Evet. No, or else even Evet Kenani. Evet Kenani also has luck like an Isha. He's also called a Jew. He was Mizgai already. I'm not sure. Chur is going. Could be either one. Chur could go on. Hakol Malul Yerushalayim. Everybody goes up there to Yerushalayim. Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Minova Yofa Nova Ro. Even if you're living in Bnei Brak in a nice apartment, and you decide now you want to go to Yerushalayim, even though there you're only going to have a bad apartment, you have to go. Vienakol Matsin Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Filu Minova Ro, Nova Yofa. Even now you get a beautiful apartment in Bnei Brak. You can't force your wife to leave Yerushalayim. The Adik Tony Reisha ain't Motzian, Tony Sevenami ain't Motzian. Tony Rabbani, look at a price like this. Who are you Malalois? The man says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Via Merish Lelavov, I don't want to leave LA, I want to stay here. Is Koifenois Lalois, you have a right to force your wife to go with you to Eretz Yisrael? Via Mlav, if she's still stubborn, she doesn't want to go, is Taitzib Leksuba. You have to give her a gift, but you don't have to pay her a Ksuba. What about the opposite way? Here you are, Meris Lalas. She says she wants to go up. He says, no, I don't want to go up. His kaifa noisa lalas, we force him to go up. V'yamlav, if the husband doesn't want to go, yoitz, he has to give her a gift. He thinks suba, he has to pay her a suba also. What about here, Meris Lotzeis? She says, I want to leave her at Yisrael. V'u'a, Meshler Lotzeis, We force her not to leave. The Imlava, she's stubborn and leaves. Taitiv l'ksuba, she doesn't get a ksuba. What about the opposite? Tu Imlotz, he says, let's leave. Eretz Yisrael. The Yomer, Shlelotz, not to leave. Kaifu Noisa Shlelotz, you force him not to leave. The Imlava, if he leaves, Yaitsev, you think ksuba. He asked to give her a ksuba. Nosisha. Zamar Hagufa Kash, according to the theory of the Mishnah itself. Katoni, it says, Nosisha Beretz Yisrael, the Girsha Bekvutkia, Noisla Mortet Yisrael. Alma, what do you see? Boss is Shibudi Yadlinin. You go, boss, the way you got married. Since you got married in Eretz Yisrael, that's where the Shibud was chal, you only have to pay the smaller money. If so, aim is safe, what does the safer say? Nosisha Bekvutkia, you married your wife in Kaputkia. The Girsha Beretz Yisrael. And then you gave her a get in Eretz Yisrael. Is right to Noisla Mimoyas Eretz Yisrael. You have a right to give her the smaller money. Alma, what do you see? Bossa Gavainu Azlinin. You go, Bossa, where she's living now, when she's collecting her money, so it's a stira. Rabbi says, Pshana Mishnah is, Mikule Ksuba Shonokan Enechnami. The Geth Ilchas Ksuba, the Rabbonim will make all, and made it easier for the husband. Whichever way is easier, the husband has an easier way out. Why? Kesoda Ksuba the Rabbonim. Because the Rabbonim Shita now Mishnah holds that the whole Chi of Ksuba is only Midrabbonim. So since it's only a Chi of Midrabbonim, the Rabbonim will make all. Nothing doing. You have to give her the better money. Why? That's what Shimon Gamliel's sheet that he owes at least by a besula, where the ksub is $200. That's a chiyuv midiraisa. So since it's a chiyuv midiraisa, you can't play around with it. Therefore, Shimon Gamliel says you have to give a nice kaputkia. If you marry, you know, according to him, you go, boss, so where you married her. And if you married in Kaputkia, where the Shibur was first called, you have to pay her. Tana Rabbanim, Hamoiti Shtachoi Bachaveroi, Kosov Boy Bebovel, it was written in the Bovel, is Magveyim Imoyis Bovel, he has to pay you off from Bovel. Kosov Boy Eretz Yisrael, from the Shtar that lent you the money, he said Eretz Yisrael, Magveyim Imoyis Eretz Yisrael, I've got to collect the money in Eretz Yisrael. Kosov Boy Stama doesn't say where I borrowed the money from, is Hoitzi Bubble. If I come now in Bubble to collect the money, Magvebi Mois Bubble, I collect Bubble's money. Hoitzi Beretz Yisrael, if I get you, catch you in Eretz Yisrael, and there I want money from you, Magvebi Mois Eretz Yisrael. What about Kosov by Kesav Stam? He said Stam, I borrowed Kesav Stam. Is Hoitzi Yoi, if I meet you in Bubble, Magvebi Mois Bubble. Hoitzi Beretz Yisrael, Magvebi Mois Eretz Yisrael. Yes, the Kosov by Kesav Stam, he writes Kesav Stam, Mashiyotza Loiva Magveya, whatever the Loiva wants to pay up. Mashenkin Viksuba, Mashenkin Viksuba is not that way. For the Gemara Haya, in which case, Amrav Shashi Aresha, it goes on the Resha, that by Ksuba we go to Kula, and Lafukim the Roshim and Gamliel, the Yom Ksuba the Raisa, means to say, we hold like Ksuba is only Midrabbon and Midrabbon and we're more Mekel. Kosov by Kesav Stam, Mashiyotza Loiva Magveya, for the Gemara V'yem Manasra, if he said any type of silver, maybe means a stick of silver, not even coins. No, he said coins. V'yayna priti, the smallest amount of prut, the smallest coin. Amrapava priti, the castle yad v'inshi. People don't make small coins out of silver like that. Tana Rabbanan, l'yoylam yidir adam Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. And afilu ir sharubi yad v'chav, you need to live in a place in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav Goyim live there. But v'yal yidir v'chutz loretz, don't live in chutz loretz. V'afilu v'yir sharubi yad v'yisrael, even if you want to live in Borough Park. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like Yav Hashem. The Choladar, the Chutzlaretz, here living in Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlaretz, Doyme Kimi Shenu Laka, it's like you don't have Hashem. Shenema Loses Lachem, Ateret Kanan, Lias Lachel Lakim. Hashem gave her Eretz Yisrael to be Hashem. The Chadimor, the Choladar, the Choladar, Eretz Yisrael, Eno Laka, does it mean you don't have Hashem? There's no Hashem, the Chutzlaretz. El Elohim Lach means to tell you that Koladar b'chutzlars kilu ebed avoydah chovim. It's like you're worshiping avoydah zara. V'chein b'dovid avoydah, it says by David, ki geshrinu ayoyim mi'estapeyach b'nachlas Hashem. Leim lach avoydah l'kim acherim. As if to say David went to worship avoydah zara. V'chiyom lach l'dovid leich avoydah l'kim acherim. Elohim acherim. Did anybody tell David to go worship avoydah zara? What's weird avoydah zara here? El Elohim Lach come to teach us that when David left Eretz Yisrael, that Koladar b'chutzlars kilu ebed avoydah chovim. There's a new thing. There's one that Tosis just speaks out as a famous Shalal Halacha. Tosis says here, the middle Tosis, who I'm allowed, the husband says to go to Eretz Yisrael. Tosis says, Ein Noig Bezman is there. Today, you can't force your wife to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Ikas Takonis Ruachim. First of all, it's very hard to go up there. So, of course, this Tosis wouldn't apply today. Today, you can fly there with jet. It's easy to get there. But another reason is, Voyam Rabbeinu Chaim, the Achshav Ein Mitzvah Lod of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nachaim says today there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yesh kama mitzvahs atluyis boretz. There are a lot of hard mitzvahs that are there. Trumas, maisrois, shvius, the kama inshim. And if you don't watch Shemitah, you'll get a lot of punishment for that. Truma. V'yeinon yecholim mizoyim behem v'lamin aleyim. Since we can't stay and live in Eretz Yisrael with all these serum there, maybe it's not kedai to live there. So that's what this Tosfos says. However, the Maaseh, the Ma'arit, Pasken, the Locha, not like this Tosfos, because it says the other Rishonim don't bring this down. They only bring down the first part of Tosfos. And that, they said, doesn't apply today. Today it's not hard to get there. But the second time the Tosfos says, they say that some Talmud put it in, but it's not Locha. Locha, the Ramban Taka holds Locha, that the mitzvah, Yishuv, Eretz Yisrael, applies even with Zman Hazeh. There's a mitzvah Mediraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Hetter to live in America, you have to have Heterim. There are three Heterim to live. One Hetter to live here is Mishrim Panosa, most people's Hetter. It's also hard to make a living. Here you can make a living. Mishrim Isha, if you can't find the wife there. And here you can find the wife, and the wife here doesn't want to go, you have a right to live here. And Mishrim Limra Torah, if you can learn better here. Here you have a Shia to go to. There you won't have a Shia to go to. Also, you have a right to live in America. But if not for these three Heterim, we hold the Rav Lamaisa, there is a mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even Bezman Hazeh. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Just last Gemara again on Kuf Yud Aleph days is that Rav Zeira had become Mishtamet Mineid Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeira, like, did not want to appear in front of Rav Yehuda. He, like, was hiding from Rav Yehuda. Why? The boy Lamesek Eretz Yisrael. Because Rav Zeira wanted to go to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he knows that the Yomer Rav Yehuda himself holds that Kol Oilu Mibobel Eretz Yisrael Oivu B'Yesei. Whoever goes from Bovel is now Rav Zeira and Rav Yehuda were both living in Bovel. And Rav Yehuda's Shita is that you're not allowed to leave Bovel. Whoever goes up to Eretz Yisrael from Bovel is Oivu B'Yesei. In Yisrael Asei, Shenema, because Rav Yehuda Dachshund, the Pasuk says,